have one more matter this early afternoon, and that is the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. With each of you, we will ask the presenter to come forward and to give us very brief remarks about the applicant, and include in those remarks the presenter's actual location, where you're from, and what firm or business you're affiliated with. So with that, the first presenter is Bradley Williams on behalf of Paul Marvin Jones. And if Mr. Jones would stand, you already know the drill. Good. Thank you. Mr. Williams.
Good afternoon, Justice Pfeiffer, members of the court. I'm Brad Williams. I'm an attorney with the Ice Miller LLP firm in Indianapolis, and I was admitted to practice before this court back in 1978. This afternoon, I have the honor to present Paul Jones for admission. Paul is a colleague of mine at Ice Miller and has been since 2002. I've had the opportunity to watch Paul develop as an attorney. I have utilized his talents in my cases, and I've come to rely on his professional judgment. In my opinion, Paul is a person of the highest moral and professional character, and I'm pleased to recommend him for admission.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. The next presenter is Leo Krebs, presenting Peter Edward Krebs. No relation, I'm sure.
No relation.
Mr. Krebs.
May it please the court. I'm Leo Krebs, associated with the law firm of Beezer, Greer, and Landis in Dayton, Ohio. I am the presenter today for my son and applicant, Peter Edward Krebs. Peter worked with the Chicago law firm of Skadden and Arps for over 7 years and accepted a position with the Toledo law firm of Schumacher, Loop, and Kendricks. It is indeed a pleasure and an honor for me to move this court to license Peter Edward Krebs to practice law in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krebs. The next presenter is Eric Nordman, and he is presenting James Edward Lobert.
Members of the court, it is truly an honor and a pleasure to appear before you today. As you know, my name is Eric Nordman. I'm an attorney in Westerville, licensed in 1980, and it is my honor and privilege to present James E. Lobert for admission to the practice of law in this state. I've known Jim for over 8 years, just shortly prior to the birth of his first grandchild. I know him to be have an insatiable appetite for learning, and an even more insatiable intellectual integrity. He is truly a gentleman in every sense of the word, and he'll certainly be a true credit to this profession, and I respectfully move that Jim Lobert be admitted to the practice of law in this state.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nordman. I believe Stephen Funk has not checked in, is that correct? All right. Next is Paul McCartney, and he is presenting Christine Jessica Pratt.
May it please the court, my name is Paul McCartney. I'm with the firm of Rendix, Frye, Kiley & Dennis in Cincinnati, and I am honored today to present to admission to the Bar of Ohio, Christy Jessica Pratt. Ms. Pratt has worked with my firm now for just over 6 weeks and has worked closely with me. We are very excited to have her admitted to the Bar of Ohio and to start assisting us in the practice of law in the state of Ohio. Her work product is outstanding, as I've seen over the last 6 weeks, and she is of the highest moral character and integrity. And for that reason, I move her into admission to the Bar of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next presenter is Dean Horgan. He's presenting Dale Andrew Robinson.
May it please the court. My name is Dean Horgan. I was admitted to practice before this court in 1992 in the Ohio Bar. And in the last 5 or 6 years, I've had the privilege of working with Mr. Dale Robinson, who I'm presenting today for consideration and admission to our Ohio Bar. I've found in those years to work in my course of working with Mr. Robinson as co-counsel in Pro Hoc Vice in a few cases, him to be an extremely effective and conscientious lawyer, particularly concerned about the differences between our procedural rules and those of his state in the state of Michigan. I'm very honored and privileged to present him to this court for consideration.
Where do you practice?
I practice out of the city of Toledo.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
And Mr. Jay Stone King, I do believe, is not checked in either. All right. Well, that's the class as we know it. So first of all, is there a motion to accept the admission? Is there any objection? Without objection, you are deemed admitted as soon as you complete one other task, and that is to take an oath. So if the applicants would all step forward, the marshal will show you where to stand, and someone has an oath, I assume.
I do.
Justice O'Donnell will be administering the oath.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Would you kindly raise your right hand? I, and state your name.
I, James Lawrence.
Hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Code of Professional Responsibility. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility. And I will show respect toward judges, court staff, and clients,
fellow professionals,
and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations. Welcome to the bar.
Well, congratulations to each of you. It's not, as you know, that easy to get in on application. It's a fairly rigorous process, and we each individually review each and every one of those applications, and we each vote on each one of those. So it's a process we take seriously, because you're getting out of taking the bar and paying all that money that's involved in that. So it's a privilege to have you. You've met very high standards. We have a bar for which we think we can be reasonably proud, and we believe your admission to the Ohio Bar will strengthen that bar in every way. Again, congratulations. Marshal, if you would, adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.